Amen. There's a payday at the end of the journey. The Bible said that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, amen. I'm glad there's a payday coming at the end of this thing. And I appreciate all the testimonies. Appreciate the songs that's been sung. It's so good to be back in the house of God again. And if you've got your Bibles, it's going to be in Luke chapter number 10. You pray for me tonight. Luke chapter 10. Amen. God had laid this on my heart, and I just want to be obedient to God tonight. I'm nothing in myself. I can't preach. And I know there's a man that lives in me. Amen. Began to live through in me by the Holy Ghost when he saved my soul. And if there's any preaching done, it'll be by him. If there's any, amen, any soul saved, it'll be because he did. If anybody repents, it'll be because he is a merciful God. All right, Luke chapter 10 and verse number 25. Very familiar piece of scripture. And the Bible said, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, what is written in the law, how readest thou? And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down unto or from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more when I come, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. And you help me pray tonight, dear Heavenly Father, and dear Lord, we thank you, God, our Father, for another time, our Lord, to be gathered together, our Lord, here again in the house of God. And Lord, I pray tonight, God, that you touch my throat, Lord, my voice. And God, that you'd anoint me now. And Lord, to preach in power. And Lord, to preach in anointing. And Lord, we pray now. And you'd speak to our hearts. And Lord, give us liberty now. And to proclaim the good news. And Lord, if there's anybody, God, and Lord, in our midst tonight, and dear God, that don't know you, and Lord, we pray that you, I would deal with them, God. And Lord, you draw them to repentance. And Lord, this very night. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And amen. Now, amen. In verse number 34, I want you to notice tonight that the Bible said that Samaritan man, amen, he took that man that fell among thieves, and brother, he bound up his wounds and poured in wine, amen, and oil. And then the man, the Bible said, that man had wounds. And friend, I want to preach tonight, amen, on wounds heal, amen, but the scars, amen, left behind. Wounds heal, but the scars, amen, left behind. Amen, now no doubt, this man had wounds. And the Bible said, that he fell among thieves. And brother, this good Samaritan, bound him up. And brother, poured oil in him.
is. Our wounds that day. And we don't know what happened. And then after this man, that man was taken down to the end. And the Bible said, amen, that good Samaritan, amen, said if he owes, amen, anything that when I return, amen, I'll pay for it. And we don't know what happened, brother, after that day. Amen, no doubt. That man's wounds, they healed up. But brother, that man, I can guarantee you, amen, had scars that went with him all his days. Had scars that followed him, amen, to his grave. And friend, God forgave me my sin. Gave me a new life in him today. But friend, I've got scars that'll go to me, go with me down to my grave. They'll follow me, amen, all the way down to where I'm buried at. I just say, preacher, amen, what do you mean? Amen, the things that I did before God, amen, came into my life. I still have to deal with temptation. I still have to deal with things the devil rides me over. And friend, I want to say, amen, these children, amen, that I've become acquainted with, amen, you're better this week. Amen, you don't know how good that you've got it tonight. Amen, you never, that old song says, how will I never I've tasted champagne. I've never fit in with the popular crowd. But the song went on to say, but I've been to Calvary. Brother, that's all that matters. If you've been to Calvary, it don't matter. And what you get out of the world, it don't matter. Amen. If you've never drunk a drop of alcohol, you ain't missing anything. Amen. But oh, if you've been to Calvary and you've tasted this goodness that is in the Lord, then friend, we've got it all. If we've been to Calvary, amen, and we know the goodness of God. And the Bible said, and to taste and see that the Lord is good. I tasted and I found out that he's altogether lovely. He's the fires of 10,000 to my soul. A friend tonight, and the world pulls at you, and the world will tell you, as you begin to get a little older. Amen. I know, as a young teenager, I felt the pull, brother, of the world, and I've got scars for what the world, amen, did unto me, and the message that I put myself in. But oh, if you're here tonight, amen, and you're young, a young man or young lady, don't you let the devil tell you it's better out there in the world. Don't you let the devil tell you it's better out yonder. It's better with the Lord. And the Bible said, amen, that in Egypt, amen, when the death angel came through, and the fear that was in the house, and that had the blood on the window of the door and on the side post, and that, amen, they were spared. It's better in the house. It's better in Christ. It's better in the ark. It's better with God. Don't go out yonder. Amen. Get scarred up by the world. Stay with God. And when you come down tonight, you'll be glad. You'll be glad. You'll be glad. I bet you did tonight.
Amen.
That's amen. Wounds heal, don't they? Scars don't. Amen. It's Samaritan. Come down and found the man. Had to fell among thieves. Amen. And this man was wounded. And this man was bound up. And that's what the Lord did for me. He bound up my wounds. Amen. Bound up and the wounds that was in my body. And friend tonight, I know young men And I know young women, had they given anything, had to do away with the tattoos, had that marked up their body, and that they can't do that. Amen. That's a scar. Even after God forgives you, and it'll go with you. And I may not have a tattoo, amen, on my body, but Brother Darrell, I've got scars that the world put on me. I was wounded, and God bound me up, and God healed my wounds. But there's still scars. I still have to fight that devil every day. Amen. Everybody in here's got scars. If you live out in the world, amen. But if you're, God give me this for a reason. Somebody in here's tempted, and somebody in here's pulled. But don't you let the devil pull you out in the world. Don't you let the devil pull you out in sin. Our scars ain't no fun. Our scars ain't no good. Wouldn't it be good to die in the Lord and say, I've never drank a drop. I've never tasted beer. I've never fornicated. I've never done this. Amen. The Bible said that all sins are cast as far as the east is from the west. And God forgave me. And God forgot. But I've got scars. And if you ain't got them tonight, I'm going to thank God. Amen. That God has given you mercy and kept you out of the world. Amen. Well, amen. I've got scars. And the devil says, and most of your church says, it ain't a good testimony. Amen. If you didn't get brought out of drugs, it ain't a good testimony. That's what we think, ain't it? If you didn't get brought out of, amen, premarital sex, amen, didn't get brought out of drinking and all this, that's what most of us think. Amen. But oh, wouldn't it be good to grow old and say, I've been scarred by the world. Wouldn't it be good to grow old and say, I've tasted this. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, I train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he shall not depart from it. Amen. Stay in there for God and live for God. And there's a payday at the end of the journey. And there's a payday at the end of the journey. And let me tell you again, there's a payday at the end of the journey.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It may not seem like it's worth it right now. I know you know better than that. But the devil says it ain't worth preaching. Ain't nobody listening no way. Amen. Amen. But hallelujah. You ever drunk a drop of alcohol? Praise God. I hope you never do. Amen. I wish the Lord, I wish I'd give into the Lord before I got scarred up by the world. I wish I'd give into the Lord before I got scarred. And you got scars, don't you, girl? I've got scars. But hallelujah. Amen. There's some men and women that's rearing up some. Amen. And the world says, if you train them up and way, they'll go astray. Amen. They're going to be in the world if you don't turn them up and way. But hallelujah. I don't want you to have those scars. Stay in there for God. Live for God. You'll be glad on judgment day. Amen. There's consequences for everything you do. Amen. Every sin you commit, there's consequences. Those images in my mind, amen, I never should have been put there. Amen. I mean, I'm just being honest. Those things I fight with, amen, I never had to fight with. If I never got out there in the world, amen, those things, amen, that I have to deal with, amen, pray over, I crucify this outward man, that I never would have had if I'd not got out there in the world. How you see this man, his wounds were bound up, but I guarantee you, he had a scar until the day that he died. And the Bible said that old Paul, when he was by the name of Saul, he persecuted the church of God. brother, he wanted to have Christians killed. But amen, one day on the road to Damascus, God struck that man down, and the Bible said the great light has shone down from heaven. And Paul said, amen, who art thou, Lord? He said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Amen. Saul, I went down to the street, which is called Straight, and God forgave him. And God, I changed his name to Paul. But everywhere that old Paul went, they knew who he was. They'd heard about him. Ananias, I said, Lord, I've heard many a great thing, an evil thing about this man. Oh, Paul got forgiven, but he carried around the weight of his scars the rest of his days. Christians may be afraid of him, amen, for a little while. Friend, if you think the Lord is just going to forgive you, he may forgive you, but there'll be scars on you until the day that you die. Amen. You get out there in the world, make a mockery of God, make a mockery of the church, it scars you. It scars you. Amen. Some of you praying for your children, they've got scars now. Yeah. Amen. Don't lose the faith. Keep the faith that God's going to save them. God, amen. God's going to pull them out of sin. Amen. But they're going to have scars. Amen. They'll wish they hadn't done this. I know we say hadn't done that. Friend, the Bible said that old Paul, how God forgave him. Amen. But oh, amen, everywhere he went, amen, they had to make sure he was. Amen. Who he said he was. You know what I mean? Amen. Oh, amen. I remember being in high school, having the devil and the world pull at me. Amen. I can remember. Amen. Let me tell you, young lady. And let me tell you, young man, amen, fun, it ain't shacking up. Fun ain't drinking. That was the best time I've ever had. Glory to God. That's the best time I've ever had. And standing up here, I'm behind the pulpit. I'm feeling the power. I'm brother of the Lord. I wish I could. I'd go back in time and tell a 16-year-old. I'm Robbie Dockery. Amen, there's something better. I'm in the world. Something better than the world.
Amen.
Amen. It's Jesus. I ain't gonna preach long tonight.
Bless his Lord.
The Bible said, oh, Paul got converted. I did too. Amen. Ain't no scars in my hands. Stand up here. There's a scar right here in this young man's head. He don't even remember it happening. That'll be there. Amen. He fell in a door frame. Split his head wide open. That'll be there till the day that he dies. Amen. Probably. The wounds healed up, but the scars still there. Amen. My fornicating wounds are healed up. Amen. But the scars still there. Amen. And your drinking wounds may be healed up. But when the devil comes by and says, don't you miss that Budweiser? Don't you miss that filthy liquor? Don't you miss this and miss that? That's them scars. That's coming right back. A friend's sin ain't nothing to play with. It ain't nothing. And about my head, it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. Amen. It'll take you further than you want to go. It'll cost you more than you're willing to pay. And God can forgive. And the wounds are turned in. And the stars. Amen. Amen. It's the warning tonight. You young people. Amen. You think you step out on God. Amen. I'll get in like mommy did. I'll get in like daddy did. Yeah, but you don't see the scars mommy's carrying. And you don't see the scars that daddy's carrying. Amen. Now, you don't remember a lost daddy. And I'm glad he don't. Amen. But I do. The Lord may not remember my sin, but I do. And the devil does. Friend, I've got scars all over me. Amen. Spiritually speaking, I've got scars all over me. Brother, I'm reminded of a man by the name of David. And y'all know where I'm going. the Bible said that David was a man after God's own heart. And brother, the Bible said that God had anointed David to be king in Jerusalem. Amen. David got out of the battle. He quit fighting. And he got in the palace. And one day I went out on the rooftop and saw a young woman. Amen. A good looking woman. And after her bathing, he said, "Who is that woman? That's Uriah, the Hittite's wife. I call her up here." And the Bible said that David lay with her and she became a child. There you play with fire, or you're going to get burned. And the Bible said, "How can a man walk on hot coals and his feet not be burned? How can he take fire in his bosom and his clothes and not be burned?" I pray you can get forgiven, and the wounds will heal, and the scars, and they'll last a lifetime. Amen. Praise God. Somebody tonight, the devil told you to step out. I don't care if you're 50 years old. Amen. 18, 15. Amen. If the devil told you to step out, let me remind you the grass ain't always greener on the other side. Amen. And the Bible said that David lay with Bathsheba, and she said, "David, I'm a child." Amen. So David, I brought Uriah home. He said, "Uriah, I go down yonder and lay with your wife." He said, "I can't do that." So he went down there and laid on the stead. And David thought he'd hide it. And David thought he'd get rid of it. And be ye sore at your sins, and they'll find you out. You can't hide from God. You can't run from God. Amen. The devil, he'll wound you. And when the wounds are gone, there'll be scars in their place.
Amen.
Amen. Well, there he was. And the Bible said, amen, that David, he got the big idea. He told Joab, "Put your eye out yonder in the forefront of the hardest battle. And when you get out there, amen," you know what the bad thing was? Uriah carried his own death letter. Ain't that sad? Uriah had that letter, carried it right to Joab. Joab opens the letter. "Thank you. Thank you, Uriah. Amen. Get out yonder in the forefront. We're going to be right behind you." Amen. It gets out yonder in the battle. Here's what the devil will do to you. He'll tell you he's your friend. He'll tell you he'll be with you. But when you get out there in the battle, amen, and the devil runs, and the devil leaves you all alone, and you're the one left, amen, holding the bag, and you're the one left with all the wounds, and your eye died. And the Bible said, and that old David, he took Bathsheba to be his own wife. It's all under the rug. Ain't nobody knows about it. But here come a man of God. And they said, "Old David, there was two men. There was a rich man, and there was a poor man, and a wayfaring man. I came through the land." And the Bible said that that rich man had all these lands, and that poor man had one little ewe lamb. And the Bible said that rich man, I took that poor man's lamb. He loved that lamb. I brought her up in his bosom. I treated her like a daughter. And the Bible said, but that rich man, I took that lamb and killed that lamb for the wayfaring man. And David said, "Who is that man? He's going to die." Amen. You're wounded, David. You're wounded, David. Old Nathan looked at him, said, "You are the man."
That's right.
David got wounded. And Nathan said, "God told me to tell you. I preached real rough last night. It ain't because I wanted to. It's because God told me to tell you." Amen. The Bible said that Nathan looked at him. Amen. Said, "Thou art the man." And David repented And David cried, and well, the wounds are forgiven, right? And the Bible said, Nathan told him, he said, your sins are forgiven thee. Amen. And with this thing you've done in secret, and God's going to punish you and before all men. And the wounds are healed up. And if there's something left behind, and there's a scar, and there's a scar, and one time won't hurt me, preacher. And one time looking at pornography, it won't hurt me. It may start an addiction in your life, and it'll follow you till the day you die.
Hey.
Amen. Praise God. You better take heed to what I'm telling you.
Amen.
Amen. One time won't hurt me.
Bless
one time won't hurt me. Amen. The devil took our young people. He's got them so bound down. They live the rest of their lives, even after God forgives them. And they can't have no joy. And they can't get no peace. Because they fight the devil all the time. Wish I could have every young person in this county, in this church tonight, to tell them the doors you open in your life when you're 16, when you're 18, God may forgive you for it down the road, but the door will never be shut. And the devil, and when it is shut, and the devil's got the key to it, and the devil knows how to tempt you, and the devil knows how to push your buttons. And brother, I ain't got no wounds no more, and I've got scars that'll follow me to my grave. Amen. Hey, Will. Oh, David's wounds got healed up that day. But the Bible said, I'm about done. The sword never left his house. He had to hear about his own son Absalom dying. Ammon got killed. Ammon died. He got killed by Absalom. Fighting all the time. Fighting all the time. Even when David dies, Solomon's reared up. Solomon builds a great temple. Amen. But Rehoboam and Jeroboam, they get to fighting. Amen. For the rest of Israel's days, it's fighting. It's wars. All because of the scars. All because of the scars. If you could look into my mind tonight, you'd see scars. I preach to you every week, son. I preach Nathan Live Right. I preach to y'all Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. You ought to live right. You ought to be holy. Amen. Praise God. But in my mind, I fight the devil like anybody else. Because of scars. But I'm God since before God forgive me. Before I got right with the Lord. Does that give you an excuse to give in? No. Amen. Let me give you some good news. If you're fighting the scars and fighting the devil, Jesus said, amen, in this world, and you'll have tribulation. But be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world.
Yes.
And the Bible said, I'm greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Amen.
I've got a warrior on the inside of me. I can overcome the devil tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I've got scars. Some of you in here, amen, got out in the world doing godly things. You've got scars. I know a preacher tonight. I preach with some back where I'm from. He got saved as a young man. Called to preach as a young man. Got saved as a teenager. Called to preach young. Amen. He can stand up tonight and say, I've never tasted a drop of beer. Never tasted a drop of liquor. I can't say that. I've got scars. I've got scars. But just because daddy got out, that don't mean you'll get out. Amen. Just because your parents got out, that don't mean you'll get out. Amen. And if you do, you still got scars. Amen. Don't play with fire. Don't play with the devil. The devil ain't your friend. He'll lead you in the battle. He'll run from you. Lead you for dead. And bring you my wish. On judgment day, you never listen to the devil. Amen. But one day, with all the scars you got, child of God, people in here got scars, don't you? But one day, I read about a man that the Bible said they'd ask him and they'd look at him. They'd say, where'd you get them wounds at?
God bless you.
Where'd you get them wounds at? Praise the Lord. Amen. I got wounds that's turned into scars. He got wounds Amen. You ever heard that song? The only thing made by man in heaven is the scars in the hands of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now one day my scars are going to be gone. I live with them until the day that I die. And but old Job said, all the days of my appointed time, I will I wait until my change comes. Brother, I'm going to see him with my own eyes. And on that day, because of his scars, my scars, they'll all be gone. Hallelujah. Means if you come again, if you would. Amen. But just because my scars are going to be gone, that don't mean it's easy to live. Don't go out there and get wounded, young people.
Amen.
Old people, don't go out there and get more wounds than you already have. Because when they heal, they leave a scar. They leave a scar. Amen. You say, it ain't going to hurt me. Amen. Lay down, my boyfriend, do this, do that. It'll follow you to the day that you die.
Amen.
Ain't gonna hurt me. Lay down, my girlfriend, do this or that. It'll follow you till the day that you die. Scars ain't no fun. Scars, they don't hurt in the flesh. Amen. Yeah, but you can see them and you know they're there. And it's a reminder. It's a reminder of how you're wounded. Now I've got them. I've got reminders of how I was wounded. Go ahead, sis. Every head bowed. Never mind, I close just for a few minutes. You stand tonight if you want to.